Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structures, formerly a main source of the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
And doing all kinds of stuff, then
I'm sorry, it's germs.
It, you know, people coughing and all kinds of stuff. So.
Right. It's germs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, my week been, you know, hey, it's been a week.
Yes.
It's what I'm saying.
So how about yourself? I'm sorry. I was a little...
Like I always tell you, I could complain, but
I know that's right. Listen.
Ain't going to do a bit of good.
There's no need, you know.
No.
We may not be where we want to be, but we're not where we used to be. So, you know,
guess
that's
what? I woke up this morning.
Hey, any day above ground is a good day.
And it's every day. Every day.
Yep. So, you know, as before we get started, we like to say that, you know, this is an adult line. However, we don't curse on the line because sometimes we do get callers that are younger than 18 years of age, and we like to maintain that respect. People call in with their opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. We like to support people in all ways that we can or whatever, but we're not here to fix anybody. We're not licensed psychologists or anything like that.
Sure.
No, but if you can use something that we have, that we give out here on the Diva Squad, then feel free. You know, we're not here to ruin nobody's lives and all of that stuff. Even for our internet users that do call in, 646-238-38 and go on live, you don't even have to tell your alias. You can, I mean, your government name or anything like that. You can give some kind of alias or whatever. So, but we do encourage you to call in and get in on the top the conversation with us. We have a good time over here. We have a lot of people that call in with great advice. Some, you know, people call in with good advice and some funny stories, you know. You have a few people that call here like, what? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the GQ Powers family, all of the other hosts on other shows. We got shows 6 days a week here. All days but Saturdays, there's shows going on. So, and it's a little something for everybody. We got the Spiritual Sunday, Music Mondays, Sports Tuesdays, Us on Wednesdays. You know, love and relationships and, you know, all different kinds of things going on GQ Palace. So
every
we encourage you to get in with the family, you know what I'm saying? And get it popping with us over here. So, today is the day. It's a great mark in history. Today is the birthday of the late great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Today our show is going to be dedicated to him and to, you know, just discussion about him or things that pertain to his struggle and stuff like that and his legacy. So I would encourage everybody to call in. There's a lot of mixed feelings about things that went on and things that are still going on now. A lot of questions out there that's to be asked. And if someone on here can answer it for you, then we'll try to do what we can. So, call in and we're just talking about Dr. King. So, but the main question I would like to ask T.
Well, before you start that.
Okay.
I want to give a great big shout out to our executive producer, Lavina Polite. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Lavina. I'm sorry. I should have stopped getting rambling and stuff. But happy birthday, Vina.
Oh, my goodness.
The girl's 21 today. Ooh.
Exactly. Of age.
21.
Now.
She's grown up now. Happy birthday, Vina. And hopefully we can get the Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday song going
on. Of course.
To celebrate that for everybody's birthday. I have an aunt, my great aunt's birthday is today, too. She turned 89 years old.
All right, now.
Bless her heart. Yes.
Honestly, I've seen a lot of people with saying about their loved ones' birthday and everything like that, and I was like, wow.
Yes. What a great day.
A lot of birthdays.
You know?
A lot of birthdays.
And you know what? It's a wonderful thing because Dr. King was a great man. It was
yes.
a great man. He's a great man. And like I said, the ultimate question that I had today was, let me get the wording right because I don't want to sound like an idiot. You know, aside from us having a black president, where do you see us now? No, if Dr. King was still around, where do you think we'd be as a people now if he was still around?
Wow. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have been able to be here as the president now because he would have served his little term.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure
right.
he would have did two terms as well, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure, too. That's what I'm saying. I was going to say that same thing, T.
Yeah, but I think that, well, I can't even say that we would be in a better position because of the ones that's been there that would have been there after him.
Mm-hmm.
You still, like, brought it down, but to a certain extent, if he was still alive.
Right.
You know, he would have had something to do with what's going on in today's society.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. Even if he didn't make president,
he'd
be there right on the side of him. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Exactly. You know,
he
would have been somewhere in that White House.
Right. I feel we've grown. We've grown a lot, you know, since his murder.
Okay.
We've grown a lot, but we still have a lot of growing to do, especially as a people, as a black unity. We still have a lot of growing to do. You know, I know a lot of people may not agree again, but this is my opinion.
True.
Again, how we buck against each other now.
That's the main problem.
And things that he died for us to have. We buck against each other. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need enemies? We don't need enemies when we have people, family, and friends and stuff like we do. You understand what I'm saying? You have a lot of us that still have our hand out thinking that we are entitled to some things. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Trust me, what's for us, we're going to get it in due time. In
yeah.
due time, we're going to get what we're entitled to. We will get it in due time, but we have to exercise patience. You understand
you know,
what I'm saying?
The thing that upsets me a lot with us, and when I say us, I'm talking about as a black community and
mm-hmm.
just Afro-Americans, period.
Right.
You always want to accuse the Caucasian man.
Absolutely.
Uh-uh. No.
Absolutely.
Blame it on yourself.
Yeah, because we
do more damage
that's right.
to ourselves.
That's
because
right.
all he's doing is sitting out there waiting for us to mess up.
Exactly.
And then he can go on about his business like, that's one Afro-American I got to deal with.
Exactly. And that's like, that's Dr. King died. He shed his blood so we can have plenty of opportunities that we do have
yeah.
afforded to us now. But it's not going to knock on your door. You have to actually get out there and go apply yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
This is why, too,
I don't like the internet as far as, like, applying for jobs and stuff because it makes people lazy. I'd rather
yeah.
somebody walk into my office so I could see see what I'm dealing with here.
Exactly.
Because on the internet, you could be dealing with anybody. You understand what I'm saying?
Honey,
that say one thing and doing something totally different.
I could be Juliana.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
They
I could
look at your name and they gonna say
yeah,
it from
I could,
there.
I could be a white
but
man
you know
saying
what?
That I'm
this
a black
a
woman.
Ghetto.
You understand
she's
what I'm saying?
She's not worthy of this job or whatever. You know, she didn't even get up to come and, you know, apply for it.
Right.
So
right.
easy. The only way that you go online is that you go to that place.
Right.
And they tell you have to apply online.
Right.
But you make sure that they get your name and
right.
know that you're going to fill out this application.
Right. And see that you're really applying yourself, that you can
exactly.
come in and that you're really interested. But
and
online
that's,
is a,
that's one of the worst things they could get anyway.
It's like a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
It is. It's like a gift and a curse being able to apply
for
jobs online. It really
when
is.
When you have to go to the unemployment office and you have to put down these different places you've been. All you got to do is go online and just pull up some. They don't have time to call all these people.
Yep. Pick an address and put it down.
Like you say, they have made it too easy, and especially for our younger generation.
Yeah, and it, you know what? It's not really giving them any more motivation. It's not giving them any other kind of motivation to say, like, oh, man, let me get up today. Let me go out here and look for me this job. You understand what I'm saying? Then you get on the Internet. You're going on the Internet to do a job search. Guess what? You're going to end up on Facebook, Instagram.
Everywhere
Twitter.
But where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, and the point is, you know, Dr. King did. He shed his blood, you know, he still ain't at the level of Jesus, but he paid for his life for a struggle.
I mean, you know.
He paid with his life for us to have better days.
We're not taking advantage of it.
I think people should have a little more respect for his movement and his purpose, you know.
You know Angie, when I was working and they would celebrate his birthday, I didn't go to work that day. I refused to. You know, and I would tell them, they'd be like, well, why are you not coming to work tomorrow? Because I am celebrating his birthday. If you don't fire me, then you're going to have to fire me.
Yeah.
And I meant it from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
And before they made it a legal holiday, I would never go to work on the 15th.
Right.
I refuse to.
Thank God.
You know, because you gave all these other people that were slain that never made it to the White House, you gave them a holiday. Why it took so long for you to give him a holiday?
Yeah, thank God they did end up giving him one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just a travesty. You know, that's why again I struggle. I struggle a lot. And he did. He fought for justice and equality for all. But I still say I struggle with interracial dating. I do.
You're right.
That's my opinion. Again, that's my opinion. You have a lot of people that are nice. You know, people, because we have jerks in my own race. So I'm not saying it because of the race.
True that.
It's just if we can't empower ourselves, how are you going to reach out to somewhere else to be empowered? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have to learn to build ourselves up, and we don't give ourselves enough credit. We don't give ourselves enough time. We don't give ourselves enough encouragement. We don't give each other enough encouragement as far as us being a black people. We don't do it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm still waiting to see it.
You have a few out there,
but it's just, you know, why can't you be that strong man with somebody of your own caliber?
Yeah.
Felt that you had to distance yourself because you don't want to take the effort. You don't want to put forth the effort it takes to build up your people, but then you'll get outside and talk about it. You can't
right.
do that.
Right. But see, my thing with the interracial dating, honestly, I mean, as you know, I come from West Virginia, and it's a lot down that way.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere, but I'm just saying it's predominantly more Caucasians in West Virginia than it is Afro-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, hey, you might not have known if that was your cousin, your uncle, your brother, your sister, or whatever, you know, back then. But my thing is, I've dealt with it, and I always told my kids, that's on you.
Right.
If you choose to date out of your race, that's on you. But I don't want the name calling. I don't want none of that around.
Yeah. Don't
me
bring
myself,
nothing derogatory along with it, right?
I prefer to stay in my own race. And when I say Afro-American, I'm not talking about no Jamaican. I'm not talking about the next national. I want Afro-American in my life.
African-American. That's right. That's right. And
I have two biracial grandbabies, so you know.
Oh, I have a biracial.
I love them to death.
Oh, absolutely.
Diva, hold that thought. We're going to go to our first song,
okay.
Happy by Alice.
By who?
A-L-Y-U-S.
Oh, Elias.
Elias. I'm talking about Alice. Elias.
Right, right.
That's that song that we got to get us a line dance to get together.
I know
with.
That's right.
And callers and listeners, that is Elias, the one that made Follow Me.
Right.
I'm sure you guys know about it. I ain't going to even try to sing it because you know me.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We gonna say the karaoke night. I tell you one night we go get a karaoke popping.
Yeah, because it ain't tonight.
We gonna get it when we had that contest or something going on. We gonna see who got who got the best vocals going on. You know,
right.
We have a GQ Dallas event. We'll see what happens.
That would be fun.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn it into karaoke, what wins?
Yep, whoever has the best vocals.
Yeah. But
you know.
Back to, you know, us as society, and, you know, it gets even, to me, it gets scarier every year.
Yes.
So, you know, like, I think about my grandbaby. You know, what is it going to be like when they get to their teens or 20s,
oh,
you know?
Yeah,
you
and
know?
See, the thing is, we're supposed to, those are supposed to be our future leaders.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Those are supposed to be our future leaders, and if our children are not being trained, if they're not being taught their history and stuff like that, then they have nothing to build on. They have no foundation then. Then they're just doing whatever. And again, this is what Dr. King, this is what his legacy is all about.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And yes, mainly for black people, because black people were the ones who were the sufferers.
Yeah.
We were the sufferers. We were suffering.
But
you
know, what,
Diva? At the hands of the white man here in America. You know, and that's not a prejudice. That's a fact. Those are proven facts. That's a reality.
Right.
So, you know.
But I never thought that I would live to see a black man in the White House.
I haven't. I didn't think so either. But you know,
and I'm looking forward to the first woman. I don't care if she white or what.
Oh, it doesn't matter the color. You
right.
know, like
I'm
I said, you have idiots.
First woman to be in there.
All flavors.
Well, we're
hoping Hillary gets in there.
Oh yes.
You know, we're hoping that she runs, actually.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, besides Obama, Bill Clinton was the mayor.
Oh, yeah, Bubba. Oh, Bubba. Bubba. He definitely did, you know. You know why they're people's person. And the bad thing about government, being in the government and stuff like that, it compromises your Christianity. And that's what's happening, because... Christian laws and governmental laws are totally different. They buck against each other.
You better believe it.
And that's
you
what happened. And that's why when you go to church, a lot of churches and stuff won't preach about or speak about the government because of
right.
that. It compromises your religion. It compromises your Christianity, you know, because there's a lot of things that go on in society that church just don't accept, like homosexuality and stuff like that. Certain churches, not all churches are like that, but
right,
those really strict churches, they have like the strict religions that won't accept a lot of that stuff. I mean, it speaks about sexual immorality and stuff in the Bible, so I guess that all fits under that category.
Right.
But, you know, that's a whole nother show we can get into.
Yeah.
Religion,
I mean,
religion versus politics.
Right.
So, but as far as Dr. King, he was a Christian man. That's not to say he was perfect. He sure he had things going on,
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
But, I mean, you know, I will honor this man to the day I close my eyes.
Right, right.
The simple fact of what he did try to do, you know. His
right.
goal was to make, you know, Afro-Americans, you
yeah.
know, live, I'm not going to say high maintenance, but to live without all the stress and all the rough roads that we've had to travel because of our color.
Right.
You know, because we traveling, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
All because of the color of your skin, you know. And, again, if they sit down and listen to Dr. King's speech, whether he wrote him himself or somebody else wrote them for him or whatever, the speeches fit him to the T. Nobody else, people can mimic them, but nobody gave speeches like him. You understand what I'm saying? And they made a lot of sense. And, again, he still had Christ on his side. He kept Christ by his side through all of that, which, you know.
You know, and then he had a healthy marriage. You know,
absolutely.
She was he had
a strong woman
right
on
there
his side,
beside him, you know.
Yes. He had a very strong woman back him. That's like Obama has a very strong woman back him.
Exactly.
And, again, what they have going on in their personal marriage, nobody needs to know that anyway, even if they're
That's their personal business.
Listen, let them handle that, and that's the problem.
Everybody
wants to know everything about everybody. Like, listen, so at some point you need to mind your daggone business. You need to mind your business. You understand?
I agree with that.
And media, the media plays a big part in stuff like that anyway. The media is they rotten. They should be able to report is the news. The weather. I'm sorry. The weather. The traffic and the weather.
They take
other things and just beat it down, botch it up. They botch it up, make up some things that they have to, or misinterpret. So, you know.
Make it worse than it really is.
They get paid to make things worse. Kidding?
Yeah. You know, that's just like us going through this thing with Christy. You know, to a certain extent, some of these, like you say, the politics and everything like that, they need to be looked into more firmly before they even give these people positions.
Right,
I know that we vote to put them in there or whatever, but I still think it should be some other technicalities for it to go with it.
Right. Well, we're going to hold that thought. We do have our first caller on the line. We have Scribby on the line. Scribby, are you there?
Scribby, right there.
Welcome.
Hi, Scribby. Welcome. Welcome to the Diva Squad. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt. All the love for y'all. You already know GQ Palace.
GQ Palace stands up. That's right. We have another host of GQ Palace on the line. We got Scribby on the line. So tonight we're just commemorating Dr. King's legacy and, you know, in honor of his birthday today and all that stuff. So, you know, any thoughts or whatever you want to say, we're going to give you the floor, darling.
Well, you know, this new generation is so twisted. You know, I think instead of them reading the book, they just know they need to know the end of the story. You know what I mean? And it was
right.
about peace and love and, you know, being passive aggressive.
Mm.
And it's really hard to be that today and not get really hurt. Like, you know what I mean? Or get misconstrued to be something other than a man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think, like I said, they should just hear the end of the story because I learned, you know, I mean, I was a knucklehead, but I heard the story and I got it and I learned. And I know that somebody else, if we just get one today, then that's great. You know what I mean? Martin Luther King was about those guns and the violence. He was about peace and taking pain for the
people. There you go.
You know what I mean? And pain just don't mean getting beat up by them white police and bitten by them dogs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Pain is at the job.
That's right.
At the interview, you
that's
know.
That's right.
Yeah.
And pain is
he
on the bus.
He went through a lot.
Like, yeah, man, if he saw a white lady, you know, screaming, wait, I'm coming to stop the bus. He might see a black kid with a hoodie and keep it moving. You don't know.
Exactly.
Right.
True.
But at the end of the day, like I said, what people need to understand in all aspects of life is just to have understanding, and when you get that, have overstanding and try to keep as much peace as you can in your circumference until you can't no more.
That's right.
And then I'm keeping it 100. When you can't no more, you're either going to lie down like a dog or you're going to defend yourself. Either verbally, physically, whatever. But I'm saying, overstand, count to 10, bite the tongue, until the end of space and you can't breathe, then it's a situation. You know what I mean? Remember what Martin was for. Martin was for turn the other cheek, live for peace. Live for peace for others to live in peace.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why me, ex-gang member, one foot in the street type of dude, praising God, not afraid to admit that I'm in love with a man called God.
That's all right.
I produce that for my people in the hood. They see me every day, and when you see me, you don't know where I'm coming from till I open my mouth, because I'm human. I could be having a bad day.
Absolutely.
But I am human, and being a street dude, I love to fight myself to stay human so I can show dudes, listen, it's all right to be cool and love God.
Exactly.
All right now.
Exactly. Knowing that he has your back in all circumstances.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, we're not perfect by far. We all have some things going on. You understand what I'm saying? Like you say, I could be that cool person, but I'm cool with Christ on my side.
That's right.
I'm good with that.
That's why my group is called DOC, not Department of Corrections, Department of Christ.
And there you go.
You heard? And I got 7 bullet wounds on my body and a broken spine, paralyzation for 6 months of my life. Didn't know how to walk. I know how good God is. That's why I profess it and I tell him every day.
That's why you can testify.
Say that.
Goodness.
You know.
Say that.
Yeah, I be knowing. Like, I was facing 7 to 15 in state prison. I did some time, but I didn't do 7 to 15.
Right.
There you go.
I know how good God is, you know. And so did my brother, Wizzo, a.k.a. Key to Speed, rest in peace, that got brutally murdered this Friday.
Right,
wow. Too. Even though he was on the streets, didn't know how to come out of the rain, but he knew how to praise God. He knew how to shed tears and give thanks.
Oh,
he knew that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so no matter what people going on, don't look at the crackhead and think he's a crackhead.
That's right.
But that may be God himself.
That's a hello now. Come on now. You could be definitely entertaining an angel and don't know it.
Right.
So,
when you be going on 138th Street, hitting Harlem and all of that, and them dudes be running up on your window with the squeegee, please throw them niggas 50 cent or a dollar, because they could be pulling out a handgun. They could be robbing your uncle, but they humiliating themselves and catching every car and squirting your window with some form of liquid and a stick trying to get
right.
paper.
Yeah, trying
right.
to get,
but that
get
could
it up.
Be done. You know what I mean? And with my brother Keita, like that story they said when the man was drowning and when he got to heaven, he said, God, why you ain't help me? He said, hold up, I sent the boat. And you said, no, I'm waiting for God.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother else said, no, I'm waiting for God. He said, I helped you 3 times. That's the same story with my brother, Wiz. My brother, God X, from the Brand Nubians, told him a couple of weeks ago, come with me, get it together, chill in Brooklyn for a few weeks. He would have still been here. God opened that door up. He didn't take it. That Friday he got murdered, God had the door open for him to go to a rehab. He didn't go. You feel me?
Wow.
Feel me?
Wow. Well, see, that again, that happens. We already know not all opportunities that knock are good opportunities. So that's why you have to know. You have to know that word. You got to know when God's speaking to you. And the only way you're going to know that is to know his word. It's to know when he's speaking to you.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
And so, for those that's listening, even if you don't know his word, like you think we say when we say know his word.
Right.
If you just know who God is, you know that's all about
is.
In every form. So you have a choice to make at every second and every step you make. You have a choice to make.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's a provisional God. He gave us the choice to be right or wrong. That's on us, but that's why
that's free will.
There
you understand?
There
you that's why he died. So listen, I'm not going to hold it up because I can go on and on because my heart is extending.
Go ahead.
You know what I mean? It's hurting and I'm bleeding. And I got
My condolences.
Most definitely.
Family and everything for the loss of your brother.
Yeah, you know,
keep your head up, you know, and you know you're trying to build back from your son and everything, so.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Paradise.
I could be the walking dead right now, but I'm definitely the walking focused and conscious. You feel
okay.
me? Don't let
there
my
you
kids
go.
Use you. You know what I mean?
That's that grace. That's God's grace right there.
Right. That's a normal body function. You know what I mean? I could
cry
joy. So, you know, don't let that fool you. Timothy Hunter, a.k.a. Scribby from Harley, is definitely focused and intact. You know
okay,
what I mean?
That's what's up.
Yeah,
thank
you for letting me say my piece. I would like to kid one of them joints for my man, though. You know what I mean? Like, for my, you got a song called Redemption from my brother Wiz, a.k.a. Key to Speed.
Okay.
And I'd like to
hear that. And we sure that the founder can make that happen. We definitely sure that we can make that happen, Scooby.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And Scooby, yeah, just tell the people real quick where they can catch you on Monday, on Sunday nights.
Y'all can catch me at Crossroad Temple Gospel Show, Spiritual Sundays, from 8 to 9. It's a beautiful show. We interview unsigned gospel artists, gospel rap artists, and we just let your platform be shown to 65,000 people. That's what it is. Vicky Hunter right there.
Okay.
GQ Palace.
Okay, that's GQ Palace. Family is in the building, as always. And without further ado, we're going to go to the song. We're going to go to the song written by Wizzo.
By Wizzo, called Redemption.
Redemption. Redemption. Okay, my apologies.
Oh, I'm sorry, Resurrection. Resurrection,
that's what it is. Okay. I knew it was one of them. I'm sorry.
He titled
this
song Resurrection because, you know what I mean, he was very aware that he was walking in the spiritual deadness. You know what I mean? When he got back into the studio that day, it was only proper and right that he called that song Resurrection because he was resurrecting the original Wizzo P, the Optimist.
Okay. Well, we're going to go and we're going to get into the song. We're going to get into the song now.
Yo, I
love Wizzo. Rest in peace to Wizzo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. RC, and we connected, nigga. Wizzo. Yeah. Uh-huh, RC, we connected, nigga. Wizzo, the resurrection, nigga. Yeah.
Non-equivocal, spiritual, like a biblical. Whether you be fuck or pimp, nigga, you can get it too. Master my will, nice with it, still exercise and might do. And still squeezing a hammer tight L. Far from a narcissist, butterfly nigga with an army like Spartacus. Rap all is demolishes. Don't trust me, but I don't blame. The 40 cow with the bang and the hollers of shame. I'm Harley Houses, you know how we do it. Dope smoking coke, blood smoking dust fluid. Still sipped again the south, warm like the dread zoo. On a mini bike, dipping locals in the bed too. Untouchable now, but still it won't be far-fetched. Maybe in a drop, smoking pot, having car sex. Warlord, voice command in the floorboard. Fuck them lords, the drama I brought, bring it. I'm sick with it, like I took a blast and shit it. Master the fitted, dash out fast, let's get it. Officially, Christian to the street, blitzed out. Street corner niggas who toast Remy and pissed out. You ill as me, nah, I don't think so. A ill nigga with the brain slow, mink snow. I think not, but smooth as a nigga that sings pop. And I've been hustling since the crack has tank top. I take you down to Broadway, Beekman or Watson. Old school nigga still beat down in Oxford. Street orientated, know you waited. Horton and Brooks, real nigga, pop and I made it. Hate it, got the streets beneath me. Believe me, rap never deceive me. Beef never deplete me, my people need me. I caught a back this rap shit, my Mac fit. Do half gainies and backflips. How you gon' rest with Jews in your casket? You only good at the last hit, you bastard. The Grim Reaper, teacher, burn like Reaper. Creep like sneakers, crush you ain't no point, you weaker. Wiz on top of my game, like Jordan with the Bulls. And I ain't got juice, I got pull. Distinguished, putting that work while you singing. Bringing, nigga, what you thinking? Hell nah, no bloody die. The march live for ya. Fight never close, rock always top for ya. Hood nigga, yo, what's good done? Restless, the resurrection. Peace.
When it comes to Jay, call me D's, I'm the dopest. Can't let it slip up. Now I need to focus. I might need to stuff these loons. If they bag me and it sounds like I'm falling in love, she almost had me. M.O.B. Nova, Ben O.T. O.G., you niggas like to talk to the police. Cut from a different cloth. And I go shoot up in the air. We gon' stay until we finish the brawl. You know, new rock niggas. Got all my niggas spread out. Even in the snowstorm, the choppers in the sleds out. 24-7. Smoke and the meds out. The black and the yellow and the blue and the reds out. Yo, holla.
All right. That was Wizzo. Rest in peace to Wizzo. That was called Resurrection by Wizzo. And, you know, again, we was on with his brother Scribby. you know, who is a host on Crossroad Temples on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. from 9 to 10 on GQ Palace. Immediately following Spiritual Sunday, Scribby is on there. Timothy Scribby Hunter. You know, and, you know, even with hearing that and stuff, how, see how the struggle is going to always be a struggle somewhere with somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's why you have to get into empowering yourself, educating yourself, you know, doing the necessary, you know what I'm saying? And that's what Dr. King stood for when it came to us, you know what I'm saying? He was doing what he thought was necessary for us to grow as a people, as one blood here in America, you know what I'm saying? And he shed his blood for that.
Right. I mean, we lose so many of our people, I mean, every day. You know, yeah, don't get it twisted. I know we lose both, but we're just losing so many of our blacks, especially our young people.
Yep.
You know, it's like you're dropping like flies.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, again, you know, we got to do and straighten up ourselves first.
Yeah.
You know, but like you were saying about knocking at the doors, don't wait for the neighbor to knock. Do
yeah.
it, start with yourself.
Yeah.
Then everything else should fall in line.
Seeing what you can do. And again, we have to teach, this is, again, what we said about the kids. Our children have to be taught about pride. Taught, you know what I'm saying? Taught about stuff like that. Pride will kill you. Your pride will kill you. Don't have too much pride where you have to walk away from a situation. You know what I'm saying? You have to walk away sometimes. You do. As hard as it may be, you have to walk away sometimes. And it's all about saving your life.
It's all about saving
your life.
Because like Scribby was saying, you don't know what that person is taking out of their pocket.
That's right. You don't know what the next person is thinking, period.
That's
you don't know
it.
What they got going on in their head. You understand
that's
what I'm saying?
That's arguing and all of that. Just let it go. I mean, like today, you know, and it's crazy because it's happening right in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they don't care about if it's daytime, nighttime, or what. You know, these gang members out here, they're shooting in the daytime just as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just taking a chance
and
anytime
all for
you
what?
Make a move.
All for what? Material gain? Or
exactly.
to claim yourself to be the bigger person? You actually gain more by walking away than to stand there. You're either going to take somebody's life or somebody's going to take yours.
But at the end of the day,
you're losing. You're, that's a lose-lose situation right there.
Right. But at the end of the day, you're losing actually two people, especially if they find or more.
That's what I'm saying.
It depends on how severe it is, because if you get caught, you're gone too.
This is what I'm saying. And please believe me, karma always plays a position. When it comes to stuff like that, I killed somebody and got away with it, or whatever the case may be. Trust me, it's lurking for you right there, honey. And you don't want to. That's not something you want to pay for in the afterlife. Because if the people don't believe hell is real,
you better wake up. You better wake up.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I ain't trying to go there.
You gotta
cut your circle short. You know, communication with certain people, you gotta cut it short.
Yeah.
You know,
you gotta be the man, you gotta be the woman, or whatever. I'm this, I'm that. Listen, you don't have to say anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
People gonna respect you on how you respect yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I so often think back in the days when, you know, when we would get into fights, we would knock up whoever won, they won, shake hands, and be
speaking
in the
next
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May the best
man
win.
But now, if they're not shooting, cutting, or beating you down, they're jumping you.
Yep.
That's
yep.
why
everybody,
I don't say nothing
everybody
to these young people out here. Do you.
Honey. They thinking the big man now has to eat. They gotta be popping mollies and carrying a gun. Like
yeah.
really,
yeah.
really? Again, that's not adding to you. That's taken from you. And if you're in a position where you have to be strapped, remove yourself from that situation.
True that.
Remove
and
yourself. People don't
thing.
Know. You want peace. This is what you. If you don't want peace, what is something's wrong with the people who don't want peace?
Right. Well, you're living a miserable life from the jump. So you're miserable. You want everybody else to be miserable.
No,
you know, and that's another thing that's taken out our people, black and white. These drugs.
Oh, yeah, the drugs is terrible.
The ecstasy, the crack, the whatever, the boy, the girl, whatever.
Yeah.
Half of the stuff, I don't even be knowing what they talking about.
Yeah, they come out with all kinds of new stuff.
Exactly.
All kinds of, this is going to make you feel good. Yeah, and it's just eating at your liver. And
it
makes
you hallucinate.
Tearing all your organs up. At the same time you feeling good, your organs are deteriorating.
Your brain is deteriorating. You know it's impossible. Jumping off buildings and stuff. Who do that? Mm. I mean, seriously. And it's not getting any better.
That's that demon, man. That demon.
And
you know, I'm not trying to get into that spiritual Sunday here, but you can't fight demons on your own. You need help from a higher power to fight them things.
You better believe that one.
Trust me, I'm a witness to that right there.
But wake up and smell the coffee because life is too short.
Yeah, because a lot of times
we try to
do things on our own, work them into how we think they should be, and we mess things up. We mess
every time.
This world is so raggedy nowadays. Are you kidding? You understand what I'm saying? Are we questioning now? What does our future leaders look like?
Whoa.
You understand what I'm saying? And us as black people, we want our kids and stuff to be a part of that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We want our kids to be a part of that. You know, and we don't want that image where, calling you a thug and all of that stuff. Set your own trends. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have your pants sagging because everybody else got their pants sagging. Are you serious? That's called a follower. You're a follower and will continue to be a follower.
Instead of being a leader.
Yeah, set your own trends. Clothes that I wear don't have to have nobody else's name on it. Are you serious?
And then you paying all this excessive money for it.
That's what I'm talking about. $300, $400. I mean, if you got it like that to buy that stuff, then hey, then you rock with it. But you got people out here that don't have it and are doing illegal things to get it. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what is devaluing our race. This is what is devaluing us. Because a lot of times, not to say that white kids don't do it, don't go out there and hustle and stuff, but most of them come from families that have a little bit of change.
There you go.
They were born with that silver. They were born. They can afford to adapt to that lifestyle because they were born with that silver spoon. But they'll go out there and project themselves as if they had to go out there and struggle and hustle. No. I'm going to give you an example. Drake, his song started from the bottom. Honey, how was being on a renowned national children's kids show at the bottom? Like, no.
Yeah.
That's not the bottom to me, honey. We can show you bottom.
Yeah, some of these kids ain't never had to deal with living rock bottom, clothes being passed down to them.
That's what I'm saying.
Sleeping in an apartment, two-bedroom
apartment with six kids in one room, you got bunk beds and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Parents out there struggling, the father working two and three jobs and all of that stuff to make ends meet.
And only getting paid $5 an hour.
You know what I'm saying? That's a struggle. That's a struggle.
Picking cotton or doing whatever, you know, and then getting the beat down just because you didn't pick it the way they wanted you to pick it.
Let me tell you something. I watched 12 Years a Slave. Oh, my God. I don't know if I should have watched it. I don't even know if I should have watched it. It was a great movie, though, and it's won awards. It's won an Academy Award or whatever the awards they was giving out for it. But it's won an award, and it's really enlightening because that stuff really did happen. It really did happen. And it's sad. And, even though I never personally lived that era, I've heard stories, personal stories from my great grandmother, which she has. She, you know, she was drug off a toilet with her pants down and all of that stuff because she was a black woman. Nothing more. Nothing more. Because, you know what I'm saying? But that didn't stop her. You know what I'm saying? That didn't stop her. She got her family out of there. My great-grandfather got her family out of there the best way they could. They got them out of there. You know what I'm saying? And she, again, went and started her own. She grew everything that they ate, her family ate and all that stuff. She grew that. She had a garden. She ended up opening up a restaurant. You understand what I'm saying? She ended up opening a restaurant and stuff like that and creating her own, owning her own property and everything. You know what I'm saying? So
I
it can be done. And they were doing it back then with less resources than we have now. So I don't know what our problem is now. We have a serious problem.
My parents, you know, talk about how they would be on their knees scrubbing floors for 25 cents for a loaf of bread, you know? And I mean, it would bring tears to my eyes because we had it made. And these kids now got it made.
These kids now don't know how to humble themselves.
I mean, you know, you get ticked off if you can't get a certain shoe. I wish I would, even if mine wasn't grown. I wish I would spend $100 for a pair of sneakers, let alone two or three.
Even with my parents having decent jobs and all that stuff, that still wasn't no-no in our house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't have bum stuff either, but we wasn't going out there spending all of this extra money out there unnecessarily. I could not get you 3 pairs of sneakers for the price that you got for one. Guess what? I think mine's look better than yours. How about that?
You better know it. The Bobos and everything.
How about that?
And I was cute as I wanted to be in my body size.
Stay fly. And again, it ain't have to have nobody's name on it.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
If it's all about that, I go out here and get some thread and start sewing TC on it.
Yeah, ain't it? Make your own design.
Listen, if I could make some money like that.
I know that's right.
Because that's all you're doing. That's all you need is a good seamstress.
Yep.
They can do the same thing.
That's because that's all they're doing. The same people they use to make the T-shirts in the 99-cent store, they're using it to make those shirts they sell in Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. And here you go paying, what, $40 for a T-shirt. I wish I would. I wish I would.
Right.
I refuse to make the next man rich like that.
Yeah, and the same thing with drugs. Yep.
All you're doing is making that man rich.
Making him rich, making yourself sick, and then you're going to be sick and broke and mad all at the same time the next day.
And then you're going to sit out there and have some credit for a drug, and then you don't come up with the money. That's your life.
Yep.
Nine times out of ten, they're going to knock you off if you don't pay up.
Yep.
You know?
Again, folks, you are on the line with the Diva Squad, 646-200-3838. Press the 1, get in on the conversation. We got me and T here tonight. Rachel is off. She had business to take care of, but she is here with us anyway. Rachel, we see you, Diva. We got you. We're going to hold you down. You know, we won't be doing Diva Mail, though. That's her thing. That's her thing. She does the Diva Mail.
She's the one that receives them and deliver them.
Yep, that's her thing. She holds that down. You know, shout out to you again, Rachel. You know. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all that our four leaders has done, you know, to try to better our people and to, you know, empower us, put us in a position of power, you know. Like I said, nobody compares to Jesus Christ, but I'm still grateful for the blood and stuff they shed as well, you know what I'm saying, for the examples they've set, for, you know, the struggles they've been through. You know, they've opened a lot of doors for us as far as women voting, black people being able to get the same education. We're out there, we're able to go apply for jobs, get the same type of jobs as any other race and stuff like that. That's what Dr. King's blood did, you know, but through by the grace of God. That's what he did. That's what he stood for. And I hope whoever's listening that knows somebody that needs to be empowered by his message, they do so. Share that with them. You understand what I'm saying? Give them the words of encouragement. Like, listen, let's go. You need a ride. We want to go to this job or something. You need a ride. If I'm available, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't act like somebody's getting so much more than you, you know, if you help somebody. No. Go on and give them that help. Give them that encouragement you need. That they need to get the job done. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if we don't help each other, who's going to help us?
Who you going to look for that help?
You got to pay all of this money to just go out here just to go to the grocery store. You know, but I thank God for some of the people that's in my life because, you know, a lot of times I can call and say, hey, I need to go to the ER or I need to just go to the store.
Right, right.
You know, I don't have anything to give. You don't need nothing. When you want to go.
Right, right.
And
yeah,
they
give me
here.
A few minutes. Yeah, that's how it is. You know, I have my peoples, too, that live a couple minutes away from here. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, Deuce, could you come give me a ride? You know what I'm saying? To go pick the kids up or something? Yeah, if I ain't doing nothing, why not? Why can't?
Hey,
why can't I? If I needed a ride or something, if I call somebody for a ride, and not necessarily them, but if I call somebody else for a ride, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, then the favor can be returned. But you have to give a little bit. You gotta give back. Without looking for return.
That's where that humbleness come in, you know.
Yeah, you got to learn how to humble. You're going to humble yourself sometime or another.
But hold that thought, Eva. We're going to go to our next song,
okay.
Remember Me Well by Jay Lyric.
Okay, Remember Me Well, Jay Lyric.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
Good girl, that hard, I remember you well, I remember you well. In the game, man, strict, plenty make a man up a weight. When I go my step on the scale, but back to it. Met at my man party, told myself had to get you upstairs. Exchanging a few words back and forth, but she dug my style, but she dug it well. Well, ask for her phone number, don't really care if it was fast or not. Thinking of a one night thing, one night fling, I ain't really care if it was less than that. Huh, cause she got a boyfriend that's locked. Been away for a while, enough of robbery. She told me it's cool, he ain't coming home no time soon, that's fine with me.
Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once.
Now I done got deep with her. Swear never getting heat with her. We know it's wrong, it's far from right, but I ain't thinking about leaving her. Hey, catch feelings cause I sleep with her. Mom's calling, she ain't meeting her. It's bad enough, she got a man that's cut. Let alone we sneaking, bruh. Threatening my homies like I ain't going to a home at night. No more good, but she gotta hold on me. And I can't be alone at night. Make no sense to keep this going, but for some reason we don't wanna give it up. We living dangerous, she try and hang it up, cause we only live once.
Just let it be. No need to hold back, girl, with you and me. Baby, now you do the math. No need to front. Hope this ain't too much. We only getting older. Baby, we only live once. We live once. We only live once, baby, we only live once, we only live once, baby, we only live once,
you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere,
cause I'm still in your head. starting to feel me. They blowing like the wind, I can feel it. I can feel your pain too. Just wanna know what your love life's like, if that's cool.
So we get paid. And I done got my heart involved. This shit got me feeling real bad. Man, it's can't lay. And I done got to protect something that a man can't have. Gotta slow it down. Cause at the end of the day, he locked in me thinking that you're who the damn. No sense. And you know whatever goes around, it comes back around. Now what if you was locked up? You would expect for him to be here. But his folks ain't watching us. They expect for you to be fit. Let me be clear. Every time I think of you, I always think of be with. Girl, they coming home. Man, you don't know when it ain't late to prepare. Just make it last one more night. Make sure we get it off right. Girl, we gotta move it on. I can't stay for long, cause I'ma miss my flight. The morning comes. Baby girl, get a knock at the door. She open it slowly. It's a man and he out on parole. She whispers, go out the window. Next thing I hop back to the fence. I called just to check, but the phone disconnected and I ain't never hear from her since. Nah, I ain't never hear from her since. Had to ride out, did he find out? Wouldn't know, cause I ain't never hear from her since.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover CN Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Power.
Jay Lyric, and he's from the West Coast, so you know that one was real nice. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, here on GQ Palace, folks, we do a real good. They do a real big over here. Rich Money, you know, there's a lot of people in the industry and stuff like that, and you know, a lot of up and coming artists, unsigned artists and stuff. They get it right here at GQ Palace. You know what I'm saying? They put that on, put their music on and everything. Got a few other artists that be coming. They're gonna be coming up and stuff like that. It's just doing big things in the 2014 here at GQ Palace. So we see our lines is lit up. We see the folks listening and all that. You know, press that one and get in on the conversation with me and Diva T tonight. You know what I'm saying? We just here, you know, speaking on, you know, the struggle, Dr. King and his birthday, and things are how they're going now, and you know, if anybody has some kind of solution that they think they can come up with, which we know it, you might just touch one person, but if you touch one person, you've done a big thing. You know what I'm saying? You see how Jesus left the 99 lamb to go over there and save one. Listen, if you can make that difference in one person, you've done your job. You understand what I'm saying?
Give us a favorite quote of Dr. Martin Luther King's of yours, you know? Anything.
Yep.
Just tell how grateful you was to have this man as one of our leaders, you know?
Because
he's always going to be a leader of mine, whether he's gone.
Absolutely.
But he's still a leader of mine.
His legacy will forever live on.
Yes, in my life
it will forever live on. And I just, you know, I wish that more people would grasp on to his purpose, you know, and see his struggle. It'll make you think a little differently on how things are now. It'll make you think a little differently, you know, and even act a little different. Like, listen, this man right here, you know, he's got arrested, he's been beaten, and walked
straight, he went through
and all that stuff. Till he ended up being killed for standing up for justice for our people.
Exactly.
For our
people. You know, and before I leave this earth, that's one place I want to go to, his Look, I had it right in my head. It's at the spot where they have the Martin Luther King house and everything.
Uh-huh.
Before I die, I definitely want to go there. And
uh-huh.
just take crazy pictures, you know, just a memory.
Right, right.
That landmark, you know, I want to go there.
Right, right. And yeah, that would be cool too. When I went to Georgia, I wanted to go over there. I didn't have, but when I went down, I went for a funeral, so I really didn't have the time
right.
to go, you know, over to over to his side to see the landmarks and, you know, take pictures
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, it definitely.
But I mean,
would,
I just think that would be a great thing to, you
Absolutely.
Know, just. Yeah, I mean, because like I said, I wouldn't care, and if I would have been thinking, and well, it ain't working. So I mean, I got a doctor's appointment Monday. I would even went. But if I was working, you know, I wouldn't go to work.
Right.
You just have to fire me. Because,
yeah.
like I said, if you can give everybody else a day, you know, and you don't show up, I'm not showing up for his.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's something I've always, like, just, I've just, that's my belief, and I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, listen. And, again, you have that right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have
you know,
that right.
I don't know about nobody else, you know, and I'm like I said, I'm just so grateful that they gave him and, you know, made it a national holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, even you're going to have some people that don't agree with, they just not going to agree with the, they don't agree with the movement, period. Well, we see how they treat our president now. We know most of that stuff that happens to him now is because he's a black man.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not that he's not capable of running this country. It's you don't like it because he's a black man. They're not going to say it. They're not going to say it because then it'll make you seem like less of a... It'll rear your ugly head.
Right.
So they're not going to actually say that. They're not gonna, you're not going to show the hate. Now you try to nip it. They tried everything they could to say he wasn't fit to be a president. They started out with him smoking cigarettes. All right, he quit smoking cigarettes, so now what?
Wait a minute.
Born?
And then you want to say, well, he's got this and that in his blood. What?
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
Whatever.
You just don't want it to be.
But like
you know,
I was saying, and like I talked to my mother, my mother and I, We speak a lot about politics, religion, and all kinds of other stuff. Anyway, I'm like you. I lost my train of thought that quick.
I hate that.
But again,
let it come back to you.
But this is what I was saying, how a lot of people, again, might not agree with me, but Obama has so much favor with the Lord, you know
mm-hmm.
again, he has so much favor with the Lord until these ugly folk down here will start coming at him about some nonsense. And you know what the Lord will do? He sends natural disasters that'll set them back. It'll knock them down. You understand what I'm saying? The president had no control over a tsunami happening or a 7.5 or 7.2 magnitude earthquake. Guess who had control of that? It's the Lord did. And guess what? It's going to take you ugly folks to fix it. You're going to come out your pockets now and help fix that. Because you're running your mouth. Y'all keep coming at this president. They act like Obama created this nonsense with the United Snakes of America. He didn't create it. He stepped in it. He stepped in that pile of crap.
He came in.
He stepped in that pile of crap that's been going on for years and years and years and years. They let Bush go in there and do what he wanted to do. He started a doggone war and didn't know how to end it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
It's a travesty. That's what
but
I think,
we
got
to stand up. We got to stand up for our nation. I mean, as black people, like you say, We got to help each other. We got to stand up and love one another. Stop hating each other.
Yeah.
Stop
people
going against each other.
Hating for no apparent reason.
Don't get upset because this one have a little bit more than you. Deep down inside, like I tell anybody, you might have all the money in the world. But guess what? I feel like your love is not greater than mine.
Yeah. Well, Diva, we have another caller on the line. We have Barry on the line. Barry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
hey,
Barry.
Hey, Barry.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling in. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, today's the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and we were just, you know, speaking on his struggle and where do you think we are as a people now, you know, since then. And,
I think that some facets he would be happy, but the majority of facets, I think like 75%, he wouldn't be happy, you know, with gang violence and all the stuff that he fought for and sacrificed his life.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You know, it's funny that our ancestors like was in the cotton fields praying and stuff. And a lot of those prayers they prayed when they was getting raped and beat, it's come true if you look at the NBA, NFL, and everything else. But the people that's representing us, they don't know. They just don't act like they're appreciative of stuff. They still, you know, do a lot of stupid stuff.
Absolutely.
And what you were saying before, just now, like with Obama, it's, you know, it's pretty much that he's black. And it's, you know, a lot of people get mad at him, but his hands are tied. You know, he's a politician, and he can't do what he really want to do because they're gonna vote everything down. Like, you know,
they're gonna shoot him down. That's what they do.
When he got reelected, they were so mad that he did. But then he's like, you know, I don't have to, you know, kiss butt anymore because I'm in now. You know, and it's my last term, so he's standing firm, and they don't like that. They want him to be a puppet like he was his first term, and they don't like that. So it's racism, you know. And I am a Christian, and a lot of the churches I go to, they vote Republican because of the biblical thing. But when you look at, I'm 54, and when you look at when I was a little kid, the hoses getting sprayed on, and people getting Rosa Parks and stuff, those are the white Christians that are supposed to be God fearing, and that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because if you went to a little white church now, and they would look at you like you're crazy. And back then, I could imagine you couldn't sit in the same dining room where you
sit up in the balcony and all that kind of stuff.
You know, and I have an argument with my uncle now all the time because he's been a Christian for 35 years, and he keeps saying the biblical principles. But you could be a Democrat and vote, you know, just feel the same way because like the Tea Party, they're 100% racist. Bottom line. So how am I going to sit there and vote for something that I know that they beat my grandmother and stuff like that?
They were raping the women and lynching the men.
And they stand behind that Bible like it's okay, but they're and they got their audit. They ride around them Tea Party people got their hoods in their trunk. They ride around and everything like this. And when you watch Fox News, you see how racist they are. It's sad. I turn to it now to laugh at them. I would never let watch it as a regular news station because they're racist. You know, you can see right through them. That's the bottom line.
Yep, that is so true. You made a lot of valid points. And, you know, a lot of people are afraid. They're afraid to say what they really want to say on the strength of afraid of losing something. You understand what I'm saying? It's nothing they can really do to you. And you being a Christian man know this. You understand? You can relate to what I'm saying. That it's nothing you can do to me.
No.
You understand? Even if my material things are stripped, there's still nothing you can do to me.
There's no weapons formed.
No weapons formed against me shall prosper. So
I know what. You might get me a little bit, but in the long run, God is your redeemer and your restorer. And it's so funny because, and you know how the devil's so trickful because he'll come at you from, you know, first at the people in the street that you know is not your friends. But he'll come at you with your family and your closest friends, you know, and half of it is jealousy of them. And, you know, and it's sad to say, and sometimes you get hurt, but half of it is just like the devil going through them. Because he's crafty, you know, and, you know, I'm going through that right now with a lot of stuff, and I'm surprised by, you know, the way people have been acting. But you know what? If people don't talk about you and stabbing your back, that means you ain't doing nothing right.
Because you got something hanging. You ain't doing something right. I know that.
And because
right.
they don't talk about you, you ain't doing nothing. But if you're trying to stand up and be a leader, whatever else, you got that target on your back. Sometimes, you know, only Jesus was perfect. So we fall short all the time. And that's why everybody's like, why did God let you go through trials and tribulations? So why? But bottom line is because you didn't, you wouldn't need him. You could go about
that's
your
right,
business.
To give the glory back to him. That's right. Otherwise, you think you can do it all on your own. And that's a problem with all this material things. People think they can buy their way into heaven. Even if you don't, you could pay all your tithes on time and do whatever, but if you got an ugly heart, if you got an ugly heart and an ugly demeanor about yourself and how you treat other people, it doesn't matter how many tithes you pay.
Right. And
you're going to buy your way right into hell. That's what you're going to do.
Right, and my shortcomings all my life has been trying to be a people pleaser, and it doesn't work, even for loved ones or strangers or whatever else. And you know, if you have a good heart, a lot of times the first thing you do is harden your heart, but that's not God's way, because God says, you know, I used to do like an eye for eye. If you hurt me, I'm gonna pay you back.
That's right.
Testament, but now God says I'm your redeemer. So you sit back, and it's so hard to love your enemies, but you look back and see, when I go over stuff, like a lot of stuff that people did to me, they're in jail or God takes care of it.
That's
the bottom line.
It
might take longer, whatever, but he'll let you see.
He does.
And, you know, and then you won't get in trouble, because if you do something stupid and then you hit somebody with a bat or whatever, then you're in jail for 2 or 3 years and they're going about their business.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, God has his way of putting everything and everyone in its place.
That's right.
On his time, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we want, things done when we want them done, like yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We want it done now. If we can't be done now, then I don't want it. And you know what I'm saying? We have too much pride.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was you that said about Celebrate Recovery, because I used to go when I was in Florida. I went there for 5 years. And the funny thing is, like, when you try, like, you know, like, you're smarter and better, and you try to, you cannot fight your demons or the devil fight. Like, you know, I'm like, I got this.
Nope.
You don't have it.
Nope. No. Wasn't I just talking about that?
I think I had heard you last time say this, because Celebrate Recovery is a Christian thing, because what I don't like about really AA and NA is, like, they try to say a light bulb or a doorknob is their higher power. So they still dancing around the truth.
Right.
And,
they don't
you know, Celebrate
the
Recovery is about the, you know, the biblical principles and order, you know, the steps are in the Bible, but not to get off track, but I'm just saying that you know, until you think you're a real woman or man, if you try to be prideful and think, I got this, you don't have it. You become a man or woman when you surrender and say, I'm weak and I can't do this, God.
I cannot
help me out. And that's when he sends and dispatches all his angels. It's like a foot, like, you know, I'm in a football, whatever, and you got a front line and you like the quarterback. And when you drop back the pass, you got all the angels blocking for you. When them
that's
devils
right.
smash,
right.
You stand back
in the defensive end, your middle linebackers. You got
right.
what?
You
got you
stand
them all.
Back in the park and just cool out and chill out and throw that bomb and say, "Here I come, Father. I'm ready for you, and I'm gonna do what you
got." Oh my God!
I'm serving
yes.
you.
That's
I'm serving
I,
you.
And I can appreciate what you're saying, and I do. I enjoy going to Celebrate Recovery, and like I said, I've never been addicted to drugs or whatever. I just
you can be codependent on
anything. Codependency, self-control. I like self-control because I let stuff come out of my mouth before my brain even registered it. You know what I'm saying? It's for anything. It could be for anything. You have shopping addictions.
Right.
You have food addictions.
Because all of us have weaknesses.
You got laziness. You have so many things that you can recover. And like you said, the more people expose these things, the more it can be dealt with. But when you keep trying to sweep something under the rug, guess how high that mountain under that rug going to get? And guess what? Somebody going to trip over it.
The light will come, too, because when you're trying to hide stuff and he's trying to help you, he's going to expose you anyway.
He gonna make a lie out of you in a minute, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's
like they say, everything you do in the dark, it will come to light.
He bring all the haters out to light in your face. You know, a lot of people smile in your face and everything else, and they can't wait. They stab me as soon as you turn your back. They stab me.
Oh, sure. Sure. And see, this is what we was talking about earlier with our own people. We're
right.
so busy bucking against each other till everybody else is good. And now they mad at the Hispanic people that are out there on the corners making all the money now. You mad at them, but y'all bucking against each other. You understand what I'm saying? So What have you done? What have you done to make this difference that they chose him over you?
Right, and you know, somebody put something like, it was like a cartoon, and it was this white guy talking to a black girl about why the blacks are behind, and he was saying, oh, you know, you've been, why we controlled you for 400 years and this and that, and he was like, you're the only race that let any and everybody come in your neighborhood and start a business, and you stand back and accept it, like the Koreans,
yep,
the Muslims, the Arabs, and it's true.
It's true.
When I was a kid, back in the 60s and 70s, there was a lot of black people were owning their stuff when they came up and they got the opportunity. Now there's no black. Everything is a bodega. Everything's
mm-hmm.
Korean.
Oh,
everything.
That's all out there now.
There's no black owned stuff. You know, I mean, even in Harlem, we had a fast food. We had a little fast food business for like 40 years, and then like from like 1950 to like 1990, and then everything's changed now. You go to Harlem, it's all white. You know,
yep,
and, you know, when my uncle and my father and my uncle died, I was like telling my cousins, you know, we got to carry on his name, because it was like, it was a little hole in the wall, but it was little gems. People came from like New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and I'm like, let's just step up, even though we don't like it. Let's commute and whatever, because you know our grandfather and our uncles and father, they worked hard for this business, and now
very hard, and you want that to continue. You know what? We're investing our money, and we're not investing our money. We're spending our money. We're
right.
Spending it on sneakers, on clothes. On cars and stuff like that. We're not taking the money and investing it and put it. That's like Kanye West getting mad because nobody accepting his brand, but you're going after the brand where your own people can't afford. You know,
like,
you can't afford that. You make $1,000 sneakers. Who are you expecting to buy that? The ones that you're expecting to buy don't even like it, and they're not buying it.
And your lights are getting cut off and everything else, like Gucci and Tommy Hilfiger. That's back old school, but who cares? They getting rich, and you know, and like even like you, I remember somebody said with the drug dealers, you buying them, they're buying homes and spending rents and stuff, and you broke.
Angie and Barry, hold that thought. I want to bring another caller on.
Okay.
I want to bring on our very own executive producer, the birthday girl, Lavina Polite.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy
Thank
birthday,
you.
Lena.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Nothing, just tired today.
I hear you. I'm tired too. I'm pooped. Mm-hmm. Had a long day today.
Oh, me too. They were.
But I made it that way.
Day.
That was my fault. It didn't have to be that way, but, you know. So what's
they
going
work.
On? You enjoying your birthday or are you working?
No, well, I work today. I work
okay.
today. And they worked me hard, like a runaway slave. I felt
oh,
like I was the person
baby.
That was picking a cotton today.
You felt like that cotton picker.
Yeah,
we've been talking
that.
About that
yeah.
cotton picking.
I know, that's why I said that.
Oh, like I said, to watch that 12 years a slave, oh, my goodness. It just, you know, it just put me in a whole different frame of mind. You know, like I said, I don't know if that was a good or bad thing that I should have watched, that I watched it. But
yeah, and what was that again, Angie?
12 years a slave.
12 years.
Yeah,
okay.
12 years a slave. It's a good movie, but you know.
Yeah.
We try to move on. We try to move on from things that were going on back when Dr. King was, you know, was assassinated and all kinds of stuff like that. You try to move on from that, but now it's like. They throw the brick and hide their hands. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it doesn't exist. It's just not exposed. You understand what I'm saying? And they try other avenues now to get out their hate. You understand? That's why I say a lot of people don't watch Fox News, but I watch it. I watch it to see what they're saying, and I'll turn or whatever because you have to be aware of your surroundings. So
that's true.
I just you know. They just throw the brick and hide their hands now. And they mad because Obama was like that gigantic rock that fell into the snake pit. And then all the snakes started being exposed. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He infiltrated their camp.
Hold that thought, Diva. We have another caller.
Okay.
Our very own CEO, Rich Money. Welcome
hey,
to the show.
Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Great.
Hey. Hey, babe, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey.
What,
she ain't getting no flowers in none of today? Is that the problem? No, I ain't gonna start no trouble.
Look,
I ain't saying that.
I had a rough day today. If I told
day.
Y'all about it, y'all probably would say, why you even go to work today?
Oh,
so,
it's all good.
You
should take tomorrow off.
You know, I'm happy I'm alive.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to open my eyes this morning, so I'm blessed.
Exactly.
For that, you know.
She had a rough day today.
That's what I'm talking about.
But,
yeah, so.
I like that topic. My quote for Martin Luther King, which I believe is everybody's quote, is I had a dream.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. No, and I think that's the biggest quote that anybody could have stated. And I do believe if he was here right now, we still got people that look at us, still look at us funny from this day.
That's right.
You understand? You know, and I don't believe it'd be as, you know, where it's at right now, because he'd still be preaching that word.
Yeah, that's right. He would have still been delivering the word.
Yeah. Honestly,
yeah.
He would have.
Yeah, and see, that's the bad
and like,
thing.
And like we were saying earlier, like Barry was saying, that they call themselves Christian people, Christian God-fearing people, but you're killing people solely on the color of their skin. Are you serious? You think that's a Christian? They was,
no.
I don't know how to, they was misinterpreting that Bible. They was misinterpreting that word.
I agree.
Exactly.
Can I just come in for something? Like, you know, it's funny because God hung, when Jesus came, he hung with the poor.
Mm-hmm.
The poor and the prostitutes and everybody else, everybody that was screwed up, that needed everything. And all these Tea Party people, they're rich. And what does it say? It's harder for a rich man to get in the
It's easier for a camel to get through the needle of a knot than a rich man is to get into heaven.
So what's that saying? They're the devils, bottom line. They're the devils, you know, and they act like they stand behind that Bible, and that's what the devil's good. He's a wolf in the sleep's clothing, like act like he's a Christian, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
listen, when you go to that altar to pray, guess who's kneeling right next to you? Him.
That's right. He's
him.
Right.
You know, until you start speaking that language that he don't want to understand, you
right.
know, then he flees.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, but at the same time, you got to remember too that a lot of people like to say, "Oh, okay, you know, slavery's not here, this, that, and the other, isn't it? Slavery's dead. Slavery is not dead. It's very
no.
well alive.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Very
it's,
much
it's,
alive.
It's very well alive, and it's just to me, it's more secret than before.
Yeah.
It was out in the open. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
But
yeah, they can't
there.
Be as blatant with it now.
Right.
It just the suits now and everything else. That's all.
Right. That's all
exactly.
they did. All they did was change their outfit. They
right.
did. Trust me, it's still there. We already know. Like I said, once Obama got to the seat, they started exposing themselves all over again.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying there? Please, Fox 5 called them all kind of niggas.
That's right.
They called them all kind of niggas. We already know how y'all felt anyway. We knew y'all.
Yeah.
We knew y'all didn't like us. We knew y'all didn't like us from day one.
No.
And y'all teaching y'all kids that, you know, because you're not born prejudiced. You're taught that, you know.
Yeah.
So, come on. We really didn't expect nothing different. I hated that he ran another term because I already knew us to be expected. I knew they were going to do that to him.
Right.
I knew they were going to make him seem like he was the bad guy, that he was so incompetent. Like. No, say we didn't want no nigga running this country, and I would have respected you to the fullest. Yeah.
Right, and you know, with that Obamacare, anything that comes out new is going to have little flaws and everything else.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when the website shut down, they was just like partying and dancing around. Oh, Obamacare, you know, every kind of. And now Doug, Christie comes.
Oh Lord.
That's what comes right back. God redeems that. So you know, they trying to say this and that, and now he got the light on him. You know.
Right.
Any,
yep.
If Obama shakes somebody's hand, or he sneezes wrong, or even lays a fart,
yep.
they complain about it on Fox.
Yep, Fox complains about everything about him.
Yep,
everything
about him. And but they're not saying that every time he comes up with some kind of solution, they're shutting him down. But not only that, y'all shutting him down, and y'all still can't come up with no kind of solution.
And the funny thing is, like, I love Clinton because he was the man. He was cool and smooth,
yeah.
but he was a womanizer. He got caught out there. But
yeah,
they can't
perv.
Do that to Obama. He got caught out there because he was just, you know, he was like Slick Willie in a way, even though he was a great president
yeah.
to me. But see, they can't get that on Obama because he's a total family man, And he walks and strides.
Exactly.
He strides all cool and everything else.
That's right. He got
he does
swag.
The greatest speeches I've seen since Kennedy.
Yep.
You know? And he's so intelligent and articulate, and they can't take that.
They are so struggling with that. They try to find out, oh, you weren't born here. You fabricated your story about your education. Your grandmother was white. Your grandfather was black. So what? You smoked a cigarette. Okay, so what?
And he's half white. That makes it even worse. His mother.
And he's half. Yeah, you know what? They wouldn't. If he was married to a white woman, they wouldn't give him this much havoc.
No.
But he has He has a strong black family.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don Vandivas, we're gonna go to our next song, "Too Long" by Tammy Scribby Hunter, featuring G's.
Okay.
Shout out to Scribby.
Come on.
From the first time I saw you, I knew that you are the one. When I first introduced you, I saw the jealousy in your eyes, yeah. Ooh. Now I don't wanna talk about it, 'cause you know, I know, life can be, oh. Girl, we gonna work about it, 'cause you know, I know, life's too sweet, and I just got to let you know.
Sunday nights, 9 o'clock, immediately following Spiritual Sunday with our very own birthday girl, Avina.
Yeah. Everybody still here? Very Lavina Rich.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody that deserted us, T, they ain't want to talk to us no more.
Nothing much, Rich Money.
No, not I.
It feels real good to have our own CEO and executive producer on here with us tonight.
That's right. And see,
it's a good thing, you know, y'all dedicated to a very important person in our history and time. And the lines is flooded, and, you know, people need to call in and press the one button. You know,
yeah, press that one. Press that one and get in online. We got a few minutes left, you know.
Yes.
And see, you know, stuff like this, I'm going to, you know, use Lavina and Rich as an example of, you know, Dr. King's struggle and his purpose, you know, how you have black-owned, you know, businesses and, you know, people and black people empowering each other and uplifting. They gave us opportunities. You know what I'm saying? They opened up doors for us to, you know, be hosts on here, you know, meet different people, do different things and stuff like that. It takes a lot of footwork, money, time, and all of that stuff goes into stuff. And we need more of this. You know, we need more of this when it comes to that. And I appreciate you guys. I really do.
I definitely do.
Angie, we appreciate you.
Happy to be a part of GQ Palace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... You know, y'all. Yeah. So, but you know.
Don't have me dock nobody.
There you go, talk about docking again.
Oh no, docking. Oh, listen.
you love us too much to dock us.
It's a great topic, y'all.
I'm going to be good. I'm going to be on time. I'm going to try to be on time. Listen.
Yeah, we figured, you know, since it fell on our day, you know, why not give him all the praise today? You know,
why not?
Because he deserves it.
Yeah, why not?
He definitely deserves it. You know, and some.
Listen, he lost his life. Not many people, especially nowadays, gonna put themselves in any kind of line of fire for any kind of movement. That's because ain't no movement going on. You know what I'm saying? Their thing is, my objective now is to go get them new Jordans or them LeBron, the LeBron 88s, whatever number they put on them damn sneakers.
Or the Beats headphones.
Oh my gosh. It's frustrating, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I don't mind telling my kids no. I don't mind telling them no when it comes to certain things. I'm not going out spending no $200 on a pair of sneakers when I know you rough as I don't know what in sneakers. My son could go through a brand new pair of sneakers in a week. I don't have $200 a week to be buying no doggone sneakers.
Exactly, you know, and that's what I tell my kids. I said, don't be raising your kids up on these different things, especially a baby. What they going to wear, 6 months, if that long? You just spent $45 for a little bitty pair of shoes that you can't pass down unless somebody else have a baby.
And again, you're not really teaching them value. You're not really teaching them value. You know, you teaching them what is that worth?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, what is that worth?
You know, when my grandson come to me talking about, Mama, can you give me some polos? What? I mean, you know, what you know about polos?
Listen, I like nice things. I'm not taking that from anybody, liking nice things, but I just think it's a little astronomical. You charging people $300 or $400 for something that you're going outside to walk on the dirty ground on, and then you're going to be mad if somebody step on them or do something.
Be ready to kill them.
Out of here.
Be ready to kill them. Or
they miss me with that one.
Somebody trying to jack you for them. The next kid trying to jack you for them because their parents won't buy them for them. You know. And you know, it's been lives lost behind jerseys and shoes and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? That's been going on because you remember when Sherlin, I don't know if you remember, but when Sherlin's and stuff first came out, people was getting robbed every week for their coats.
Yeah.
The Bombers and all that stuff. All that stuff. People was doing that back then. You know what I'm saying? Jamaica. You couldn't even leave Jamaica Avenue with your coat before. Or Delancey Street before your coat was jacked.
That's crazy.
Like you want stuff like that? Get a daggone job.
Right, right.
You know we used to go to Delancey Street get them coats.
That's old school, Delancey Street. Damn.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes, Delancey Street.
That was the spot.
Absolutely.
You gonna get 3-4 items of what they paid uptown for one.
Yep. Nope. We used to stay on Delancey. We used to go to Delancey Street hard body. And straight, especially for your leather coats.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We going to Delancey Street.
Yeah.
Everybody had a leather coat for Christmas.
Jordans or your devil jeans, something like that. That's real old.
Y'all going back there.
That's, for real. Yeah.
They going so far back, I can't relate.
You can't even relate. Oh, my God, Lumina, you had to. You might have been a little girl, but you could relate. You might have been a little girl, but you was around then.
Jordans and Devil Jeans was a joint back then.
No, but see back in 1978, I don't remember those.
Oh, yeah, that's when it was, too.
Yeah, that's when I was born. Oopsie.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
I started college.
He's
anyway. Barry says he's 56 years old.
No, I'm 54. Don't give me too many years now.
Oh, you said 54. Okay.
Oh, Barry,
he said that real fast. Don't get age up.
That's why me and Mary go get along, because we be hitting that old school baseball and basketball back in the 70s, 80s. And
really, y'all be going in on that stuff.
Yeah, we be getting down with me and the mayor now. You know
yeah,
that.
The mayor be serious, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to the mayor, man. That's
like
just,
he say, hard body
DQ
karate.
Sports radio, sports, or Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And have your ducks in order, because he's definitely coming at you with it.
He went with some old school questions, and I hit them all up, man, with the baseball. He's like, wow, he was pretty impressed.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you. Well, when you're really into sports, you're gonna know your stuff anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know all my stuff for the sports. You know, he liked that. You know.
Mm-hmm. He definitely digs that. Yeah. So I mean, I know a little bit about the stuff. I watch a little bit. I mean, but going for all that Aaron Rodgers days and all that, I can't get into all that. I don't know. I could just listen.
Yeah, I can't wait till football's over so we can hit that baseball, because we really hit up on that.
Like we told them last week.
I can't relate.
Excuse me, like we told them last week, this love fantasy, not sports.
All right.
Oh, that's sports radio.
Break it
down. Drop that bomb. That's still going to drop that bomb, Rich buddy.
Not being rude, guys, but we was talking about the great Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah. But you know what? Even his struggle again opened doors for that too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His sacrifice of him shedding his blood opened the door for a lot of things.
And a lot of legends
too. Because otherwise, what were we gonna do? I mean, I'm sure they was playing sports when that happened, but very few.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Very
of our color was getting in there.
That's what I'm talking about, our color. You know,
yeah.
But again, we have to start, you know, valuing ourselves a little more. You know what I'm saying? Stop segregating. You know what makes me mad is when you hear, I hear a black man say, oh, I won't date a black woman because she has an attitude problem. I'll bite their head off when they say that nonsense.
I say I sure do.
Yeah, and you know why? Because we're frustrated with our men being so non-productive. We have a right to be angry.
Yeah.
The black woman is now taking over the role as man and woman in the household. Not all,
yeah.
But for the most. And with the generation that's coming up now,
Jeez.
They lost duck in high weeds, man.
Man.
They lost duck in high weeds.
If you don't have an attitude these days, you're going to get the beat there.
Oh, please.
You know, and that's men and women. That's men and women.
Yep. Absolutely.
No. You got some women that's just as abusive as me.
The women are probably worse now. Now, you know why? Because now we're in so-called boss mode. So now we ain't taking no shorts. So now I think the woman is worse now.
Think about that. You got just many women out there that's abusive like men. Who is that, Barry?
I think it's verbal abuse.
Woman can do physical abuse too now.
I think it's more verbal abuse with women.
Who's
that making that noise? Barry? Are you saying we catty? Is that what you're saying?
No comment.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay quiet on this one. I had a lot to say all night. I'm being quiet.
Don't stop now.
Nope.
Stop now.
I'm curious to hear this one. You describing the voice and everything.
No, LaVeda, the Baron, keep your mouth shut.
I'm keeping it shut.
Left that one alone. Don't leave it alone. Left it alone.
Mm-hmm. How you going?
LaVeda, you stop with your
I'm listening.
We'll save that for another show then. How about that?
Yes.
We'll save that for another show. As a matter of fact, Brad, we're going to call you. We got to call you. We're going to call you. Just kidding.
See, there y'all
saying.
Go. There y'all go.
No, we're going to leave that alone.
Exactly. We have to have him on Rich Money Show on a Friday.
Why? Yeah. Actually, you know what? Yeah. That is exactly what happened.
We would enjoy you being a guest on the show.
Yep, for the general question topic.
I've already asked him about it.
We can make it an issue. You want to do it?
I can't do it this Friday because I got a funeral, but I'll call him Friday. I'm going to do it.
In the family.
Yeah, I got to awaken the funeral tomorrow, Friday, but I'm going to definitely call in for that. Because, you know, in all honesty, I've been liking to call in for everything with this show and with the man and everything else. So I'm really enjoying it. So I want to thank Chief.
What I want to know is, Chief, how do you know what this man got to do?
Enlighten us. Enlighten us. We missing something.
Ask him.
Well, anyway, it's just Love Fantasy, so I'm going to leave it like that.
Well, okay, Love Fantasy.
Well.
No, ain't no fantasy. But anywho, our time is getting to be of essence. If anybody would like to have their fellas say.
Well, we're gonna give the birthday girl the floor right now. And I don't know if we have time for our CEO to play the Happy Birthday song by Stevie Wonder. It would be nice. We close the show with that song.
Been requested, yes.
If possible.
That's so nice.
Yeah, but we give you the floor right there.
Oh, me having the floor. Okay. Oh, God.
He said sing it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care.
Well, me having the floor. What happened was.
What happened was.
Yeah, so pretty much I enjoyed the show tonight, Divas.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful day, and not just because it's my birthday. You know, it's a wonderful feeling to share your birthday with such an amazing man, you know, who stood for everything and changed the world in so many ways. So it's truly an honor. And then trying to educate, you know, the children today on their history was a little frustrating because no one really understood who he was and why they get off of school on Monday. So, and none of them were little kids. So I'm still working on it. You know, I think it's important for them to know about their history. and not just about the, oh, we get off on school on Monday. You know, I think they should know a reason why. So
yeah, why, right, exactly.
Yeah, so yeah. I do, so it was a wonderful feeling just to be able to, you know, be alive today and open my eyes this morning. I am extremely tired. I had a very rough, terrible day, but it was my birthday, so I tried to, like, keep throwing that in there, like, it's my birthday, you got to behave, it's my birthday, you know.
That's
not going to help me tomorrow, but but it did help me a tad bit today. So I do thank everyone. I thank everybody for the birthday wishes and all that good stuff.
You're welcome.
You know, phone calls, messages, Facebook is full. I'm going to try to get to everybody today, but I don't know if that's possible. It's too many people.
Oh, my God.
I heard that.
You got to send out a mass thank you.
I did. But, you know, I'm that person where it's like, okay, well, you know, they took the time to write it, so at least I should respond by saying thank you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying. It's going to take me some time. But I'm working on it. But anyway,
really?
Ladies, I do thank you guys for all your love and
you're welcome.
Attention.
We love you.
Yeah, and thank you, Rich Money. And hey, Barry, welcome to the family. I know you somewhere up in there. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Thank you, and God bless you, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's all the laughing about?
Yeah, you're very giggly today. Very giddy. Very giddy. Are you blushing? Are you blushing, T?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You blushing. I can see it through the line.
When in love.
Barry, you have a final say.
Yeah, I just want to say the new year's starting off good, and to LaVita and the CEO, that I'm just glad you guys are doing this, and I'm enjoying all the different shows, and I just hope you guys keep it up, and I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. So I just want to say God bless you all. I love you all. Thank you.
Welcome to the family. You know, and don't be afraid that, you know, to call if you need somebody to whip somebody in shape, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
Wow.
Rich Money.
Well, I just want to say, you know, it was a great show. I appreciate every single one of y'all. Remember the dream. Remember what Martin Luther King said. I have a dream.
Yes.
But also remember Malcolm X, by any means necessary.
Sure, you're right.
All right. Happy birthday, babe. Love you. I enjoy all my stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
Oh. I know, right? That was
so
nice.
Sweet.
Do you want me to go in?
So Rich said we're going to have to sing a song with me, but you got to sing it with me.
What
happened? Happy birthday.
Come on, Rich and Barry.
Happy birthday to you. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah, there you go. You sing along now.
Yeah, we can do it now.
You can sing along.
Sing along.
Happy birthday, babe. Well, y'all didn't know we could do that, did y'all?
Thanks.
Y'all didn't know we could do this. You still have your hand, didn't you?
That's what's up.
key, the unity of all people. It's in the dream that you had so long ago, that lives in all of the hearts of people. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Always thinking the man up above, God. Our callers, listeners, Rich Money, our CEO, Lavina, executive producer, happy birthday again. And my thing is, you know your history. You know who to stand up for and give praise to. And like I said, as long as I got my eyes open, every year that's celebrated for Martin Luther King, if I'm working, I will not go to work. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I know that.
Go ahead, Diva.
All right. Again, thank all our callers and listeners. Happy birthday to the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King. Happy birthday to our EP, Lavina. And shout out to all our callers and listeners out there. We thank and appreciate you. Continue to call, you know. And on that note, let's continue Dr. King's legacy. And like Rich Money said, by any means necessary, let's start empowering each other and encouraging each other.
Exactly.
Stick together. And you can't be mad at nobody else. Then you'll be a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be a boss. So on that note, we will not be having the Chick Show won't be on tonight. So he'll be back next week. Shout out to Chick, Chick the comedian. Anyway, thanks again for our callers and listeners. Again, may Dr. King rest in peace, but may his legacy live on. And thanks again. On that note, I'm chucking up the deuces. Same time next week, 7 p.m., 646-200-3838. GQ Palace, stand up.
All right.
Everybody get a hold of it.
I know you.
No more pretending.